we on Daf Chof Amad Aleph, before we start the sugya, let us go back to Tosfos Daf Tes Amad Aleph, and then we'll be a little bit more acquainted when we come to our sugya. The Gemara on Daf Tes Amad Aleph says that Kol Tapach She'ena Yedeihu V'Shchita Oso Lechol Mishchita Osoi, and one of the Hilchos Shchita is Iko. He doesn't know about Iko. So the Gemara is the Kasha, what is Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur telling us? Kulu Taninu, all these halachas, we learned already that they're psulim in Shchita. So let us see Taishvitz. Kulu Taninu, Perish Bekuntres Iko, what is the Taish Iko? Nisnan Shochat Es Habeshet Kuposak Es Agalgeret. So Tosfos understood that Rashi means that he shechted the veshet and he pulled out the galgeret, and that's called ikar. V'teime be'ein ze shayach lehilchos shchita. So that has nothing to do with hilchos shchita. V'ze posel mibnei shelo shechtoi. He shechted the veshet and he pulled out the galgeret. So it's not, he doesn't know hilchos shchita. He wasn't shaykh at the Galgeret. Leidomi l'shar hilche shchita, which there he made a shchita, but it's a shchita b'psul. There was shehiyah, there was rosa, chaloda. V'yesh leimah, so Tosfos says, the airi sheshochat b'sakin p'guma. No, we're speaking about a shaykhit. And there was a pagam in the sakin, oy b'magu. V'zeh, Bizen Nikra Posek et Hagageret, it doesn't mean that it was pulled out. Bsula have mishum dein shaychtin ella chaimke. He says that's what happened to the simen. When it gets stuck and it's chaimke the simen, so that's called Posek. Posek, the Posek means that it wasn't geshachten properly. And Mimele, so that's the psul of Iker, that means that the simen was a nechtach. It was nechnak. Ubalochis gdailis pirish, the lochis gdailis says, iko shenekar hasimen, the simon was nekar mimokim chiburay, vin nishmat chutz min kaimay, and it's nothing. It's not attached. V'teime, so Tosfos asks, according to the Bahag, the Ma'in Yezeh Lehulcha Shchita, Ba'alei Lo Yosa Klum, he didn't shech, El Shasimin Nishmat Me'ela. Let's not go into all the details. V'yesh Loima, Ba'ayri Shenishmat Hasimin, Ba'acha Kach Shochtek. It's speaking about that the simen was detached mimokim chiburay, and he shechted a detached simen v'kulu taninu, and that what the Gemara says. We learned that all these inyanim apostle become a ha'inim b'desnam pe'akisi adam ha'neicher v'ma'aker potam milachatay. And that means that a person was oike the simen, and then he shechted it, and it's not called the shchita. So there's no chiyuv of kisei adam. V'imtayma, so that's a psul and shchita. You can only shecht simonim hamechuborim. If they're not mechubor, so shchita doesn't help. Vim taima pshita dloy mahani bei shchita shekvar nitra. It's poshet. If the simen is detached mimokim chiburay, so it's poshet, shchita won't help. Yesh loyma ledivrei halachis gdoilis lav treifel. It's not treifel, even though the simen is detached. Ela shekein halacha lemoshe misinai. The ein shchita may eles besimin shomot anishmat kut lamokin chibure. Halacha l'moishe mi-Sinai, the behemoth is not a treife, you can still shech the behemoth, but there is halacha l'moishe mi-Sinai, we cannot shech the simin that's shalai b'mkain. Vein beveishet, vein bekot. Then Taisha says, a bigger chiddish, v'afilu oif, shech sheiroi b'simin echot, and oif yons the shech both simonim, im nishma to echot en shchita mei elas b'shengi. That means that halach and shchita, the shchita has to be done when the simonim are mechuborim. Say the simon you're shechting, say a fill of the simon you're not shechting. V'im taima, so now they say, according to the Bag, V'lomein emoine behulche shchite posak ha-gageret b'sakim t'gumo, k'moy shemoinu l'perish ha-kontrus. There's another psul of Yochainik. Why does he mention these psulim? V'yishloim b'dahosem ein kan shchite shein ha-lochainik. Fakert, he's saying the psulim in shchite, which is not called the ma'ise shchite. Fakert, Iker, according to the Bag, is shechting it, but a simen that's okul, the shchita doesn't help. Well, the peirish ha-kuntres niche she'ein e'moyne shmutet alochis b'ayu. Why, according to Rashi, we don't mention this psul of shechting a simin shamut, but treife she'shochto, because Rashi holds it treife, ve'in tzorich la'skir. Mele have a hashte ikel a perish aloch is zeus, main shah aloch is hilche shchite. Shein begufa shchite, there is how to make the shchite, the ike ene begufa shchite al shesheche tzimin sheneka. Not how the shchite should be, what he should shech. Vein oise shchite acheret, he's making the same type of shchite. No, Al Sheikh Simin Shaneka. No, that's another kasha, what Taisus is asking on Tarkoshal or Shanoichal Ma'akar Mashmashen El Ma'akar Simin Bein Ha'isu Shchit Acheret Akshmi Sose Be'ika Kamei Benachir Be'enike Shibetach Le'ol Yemei. Now Taisus says, Ma'ashekoshim Elokam Leperesh HaKuntras בפרק אלו טרייפס, ספר שקלחת במותיינוי בעזרת השם יזבור. על קופונים, what we have to know, טייפס made a חשבן, according to Rashi. Why didn't Rashi mention, according to Rashi, why isn't this psul mentioned? So טייפס says that Rashi holds that if the simon was נקר, it's a טרייפס. That's Shitas Rashi, and according to the Bahag, there's a new aloche. There's a aloche that a simen sheneka is not reife, but is a psul in the shchita. Now, let's go to our sugya. Let's start again from Oma Rabbi Yirmiya, after two-thirds of the Omid and Abchofa Medalev. Oma Rabbi Yirmiya, Oma Shmuel, Kol HaKosher B'Shchita Kenegdoi ba'oyrev kosher b'melike. Haste this. Whatever we're speaking about the area that is kosher b'shchitem, that's the whole oyrech hatzavo, so opposite this area, kenegdoi ba'oyrev kosher b'melike. Ha posel b'shchite, but an area that is posel b'shchite, posel b'melike. Limute mai. So what is he coming to tell us? Ilema limute iker simone. Maybe he's coming to tell us that just like there's a psul in shchite, if the simen is neka, so there's a psul also in melike, if the simen is neka. Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi. Omar Shmuel, kola kosher, Shmuel lab behilches shchita ayri. Shmuel is not speaking about hilches shchita. Dim kain ikel mitrach he's saying a general statement, kol ha-kosha l'shchita kosha b'malike, din kainik l'mitrach tuve, the isav ha-meilech u-meivi b'malike posel, if he holds meilech u-meivi, is posel b'malike, you can't be meilech u-meivi, you have to be deiret, so he can meilech u-meivi, the kosha b'shchita or posel b'malike. So I have one case that is kosher b'shchita impossible b'malik. Case number two, v'ika tolush. Tolush is kosher b'shchita impossible b'malik. You need gufa shal koi. V'ika tova meilech u'mevi b'malika kosher. Abavahu adin, koitetz v'yayret. But that's zichachu, that that you don't have to make melech or maybe by melike, you can just press down and sever the simonim by being dairus the simonim. Kedamrinim is kasha seite. So if we will say that whatever is possible by shchite is possible by melike, the daikinim are possible, and it's not true. The apostle b'shchit, if a person will some as they go and press down with the sack until he severs the simonim, so that's apostle b'shchit, the kosher b'malike. So therefore, from this, Rashi is machiach, Shmuel is not telling us hilchus shchita and hilchus whatever is makes a kosher a shchita, makes a kosher a malika, whatever makes a posele shchita makes a posele malika. That is not true. El Shmuel behechsher mokaim shchita kamayri. He's speaking about a mokaim behechsher mokaim shchita kamayri. Kol mokaim haroi b'tzavo l'shchita. He's saying where you can make shchita and where you can make malika. So if this area is kosher to make shchita from this side of the tzavo, roi l'malika l'mosai me'achayro b'muloire. He's telling us the mekaymes that you make shchita. So in the opposite side you make malika. Fine. That's what he's telling us. He's not comparing Maisa Shchita to Maisa Malika. He's comparing, if you could make Shchita on this Fahime, in this Mokim, you can make Malika on this Fahime. Upa Achina. So the Gemara asks, but an Amatzev, that you can't make Shchita, you can't make Malika. That is really the chiddush of Shmuel, that if you can't make shchita, you can't make malika. He just wants to tell us that the mul ha'ayes ha'irev is kosher malika. Bed yitani lava masnisa. El Shmuel posel osa lashmina. So what does he want to be memai? The kivin, the posel b'shchita ye posel b'malika. Lemutei lamai leminatava, the posel b'malika leyitzak. Vaheino eirev mamish, to tell us that higher than the tzavo, just like you cannot make shchita there, you cannot make malika, we don't need Shmuel to tell us that. I know Erev Mamish. So the Gemara says, Ilema lemu'utei simonim shenekru. The kivin dein oisoi tzavo kosha l'shchite ein Erev kenegdoi kosha l'malika. Now this Gemara is moiridik understandable according to the Bahag. The Bahag holds that you cannot shecht a simin shamot. You can't shecht a simin shamot. So memele, so that is what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying wherever the tavo is not roi l'shchita from the tzada tavo, because the simen neshama, so it's not roi l'melike k'neged the tavo. He's talking about a matzev that's not roi l'shchita, because the simen neshama, this matzev is not roi l'melike. That is what Shmuel is saying. That was what Shmuel wants to say, that just like Eva Locha Lamoisha Mesinai, that Shchita does not help on a Simin Shamut, who Adin Malika does not help on a Simin Shamut. That is what he's coming to tell us. So if that's Pshat, that's the Chiddush of Shmuel. Vahatani Rami Bayechesko and Iker Simonim Boif. Rami Bayechesko said, Dafilu Leshchita Kosha. He says, Rami Bayechesko said, there's no passless of Simonim Akurim by Oif. Period. We'll see why. There's no Psul Iker. So Memele, so he can't be coming to tell us that the psul ikar applies by malike just like it applies by shchita, because Rami by Yecheskel said there's no psul ikar bechlal by oif, so that can be. So that's not pshat. Omar Rapope lemeutei roisha. He's coming to tell us the place. He's coming to tell us just like you can't shech beroish, you can't make the Malika Baruch. Rek the Gemara Pshita, Mimul Opoi Oma Rachmona Veloi Baruchai. That we know, that it's a Pasuk, you don't need Shmuel to tell us this, that the Mokim Amalika is the place that's Roya the Oiref, that's the neck, the back of the neck. The Gemara says, My Roishai, Shipoi Roishai, where it starts slanting towards the Roish, the goin de noka mishipi roishai vehigrim v'ozel ademote tatoi. He's telling us that he started taking by the rosh, making the malika. The hatzcholas hamalika was lemaila mimokim hamalika. That means by the rosh, not by the mul roish. Was by the, but he went slanting, and then later he went down towards the mul roish. And two thirds of the Malika was in the right place, but he started off by the Oiref, and he went down Mul Oiref. Uchi the Ravuna Marabasi. So Omar Ravuna Marabasi, Higrim Shlish, Vishochat Shnei Shlish Psula. Ravuna Marabasi said that if he started Shaloibim Koimoi, even though Roiv of the Simen was Nishchat bin Koimai Shnei Shlish Psula. So that's what he's coming to tell us. He's coming to tell us this din, that by Malika it's also the same din, that if he started Shalai bin Koimai by the Oire, so even though he went on an angle and he made Malika on the Simonim bin Koimam, it is no good. Let us see what Rashi says. Tani Rami dafilu l'shchita kosher. You don't have to bechlau shech. There's no problem in shchita of a simin shamut. Raisha pshita krop hediksi. Shipi raisha. Mishehitzchil harosh l'shapeya. When it starts going to the Rosh, Vuhu nami shipa malikosa, and he was mishapeya the malika. Vihigrim va'ozo, adamote tatoi, till he came with Simonim, neged mokim shchita, when he's going on an angle, and then he went neged mokim shchita, vigoma malikosa isho. Die Jova, Ruba, Beshipia, Roish. Now, if Roy was done, Beshipia, Roish, I know it of Mammish, Lithuania, or Shmu, the Mul by Yaksiva, don't eat Shmu. Alamuta, the Ovatos, and he did a small chalik by where it starts slanting towards the head. Ashmin and Shmu, the Hehe, the Mifsala, Shrita, משום הסחולות אוי צאי מוקם אוכי דרבונה וסמח לוקס המירוי אבל על כפונם רבונה held like this is אף על גב דרובה ומוקם שחיתה is מפסל נמי מליק but this is so this is פשעת in the memory of Omar Rabi Yirmiya Omar Shmuel. Now we'll go back to this memory of Rami by Yecheskel, ein ikel simonim ba'oif. There's no problem if the simonim were neka by anoif. Omele Rav Ache berei derove le Rav Ache. Ho de toni Rami by Yecheskel. That what Rami by Yecheskel said a psachidush, that there's no psul if the simonim are nekorim ba'oif. Loy amoron elo lamanda omar ein shchita lo'oif min ha'teira. This is only if it is a machloikes, if you need shchita lo'oif min ha'teira, or nechira also helps. Nechira means you cut the simonim, but not derech shchita, but you cut the simonim. So, Rami by Yecheskel says, if you hold ein shchita lo'oif min ha'teira, so then I could say that there's no din iker. There's no the iker simonim. Boy. Avoleman de yoma yesh chita loif mina teire. Yesh iker. But if you hold there is a din chita loif mina teire, yesh iker. What does he rashi? Dr. Rashi. Leman de yoma in chita loif mina teire. Elo midivrei soifrim, midarabonon yenit shrite, inateridon nit shrite. Abeleza omra bepeka sheikhet. So then you could say that even though the simin was nishmat, it's not gefährlich, since the whole thing shrite is adarabonon. Avo lamande yoma yeshrite lo oif minateirem. Mitoire shenimsro lo moishalpe. Dahainu alocha l'moishe misina. The Rebbe Omro, Rebbe is the one that says that yesh shchita lo'if min ha'toira. The polig ad rabbalozo, the perik ha'shoich. Rabbalozo holds the whole din shchita ba'if is only ad rabbona. Rebbe holds this min ha'toira. The Tanya we learned ha'baraisa, Rebbe Omer, v'zovachto kasher tzivi sicha. One should check, like you were told. Melame shenitzave Moshe al hilcha shchita balpe. The hilcha shchita kasher tzivisicha. The pasuk is not explicit, but it's telling us there was a tzivui how to make a zvicha. Va'af al pi shelo kosvei b'toira. Even though the Torah didn't write it, but we see from the pasuk there was a tzivui. Alaveshit. Baal akone, by behemme, baal roiv echot, behoi, baal roiv shnayim, be behemme, alme, yesh shchita loiv. There is, the shchita loiv is a vachta, I forget the posting is very sosom, so, all hilche shchita was kasher tzivisich. So, memele, so if there are hilche shchita, man yesh shchita loiv min ha-teire, so memele, if just like we have a locha l'moshe misinai by shchitas behemah, if you shecht a simin shomut, it's a posel of shchita. So the same thing should in by a knife also. The tilcha shchita kasher tzivisicha. So all the halachas, the mesame, the halachas were said sai by behemah, sai by oif. Everything is one halacha l'moshe misinai. But if you hold, it's only a darabonon, So then it could be the Rabbonon were Mekel, and the Rabbonon said that, Minatei don't need a Shechita period, but when you need a Shechita, it could be a Shechita and a Simin Shama to also be good. Amalei, so Rav Ashi, this is what Rav Ache Berei Derove told Rav Ashi. We have such a statement of Rav, we have such a statement from Rami Bar Yecheskel and Nikir Simon and Boi, that is back if you hold ein Shechita lois min Atayra. Amalei, so Rav Ashi told him, Adarabe, itche mistach. The Sfore is the hepach of what you're saying. Leman di oma ye shchita loif min ha-teire, if you will say that the din shchita loif is min ha-teire ikka lemeima, the hochi agmerei de ein ikka, when the locha lemoshe mi sinai was said. Just like where you understood, there was a locha lemoshe mi sinai, hasher se visicha, and oif is one simin in a famous two simonim. That's kasher se visicha, that's kasher se visicha. There was tzivuyim, And the tzivuyim were, the tzivuyim differentiated between a knife and a behemoth. So adarabe could be, if you hold, so it could be there was that halacha, that you cannot shecht a simin shomut, that was said by behemoth. By a knife, it wasn't said. I mean, if it's min ha-teire, but could be, all the halachas were said min ha-teire, and verkehrt could be, there's a difference between oif and behemoth. Ikka lemeima, then we could say, doche agmerei, the ain ikka, there's no ikka. Afilu leman d'oma ki behemoth, leinyan ikka, leilehevi ki behemoth. We'll see soon what this means. Ela leman d'oma en shchita leoif min ha-teire. Ela mi divrei seifrim, heiche gmira lo mi behemoth. Kula milse kebehima. Now let us see Rashi. Adarabe ibche mistach. Leman doma yeshchitas ha'oif min ha'teire ike lemeima. So then we could say the hochi agmere. This was kasher tivisicha. Dein ike by oif. That if you learn like Rebbe. Vafilu leman di omar di yalof lehosom mehekesha. There's a man di omar that says that you learn out from mehekesha. Mizois toiras habehema vahoif. And we're makish oif to behema. Vigoma loif mi behema. The mameleth, the holding shchita is minatoira from the hekesh, then it's schwer to say that by a behemoth, a simin shomot is no good, and by a neif it is good, the Rashi says, matzina lemeima, given the huskere shchita sa'oif besina, the holding shchita was mentioned besina, the akeshe besina in emro, agmerei rachmone lemoisha alpe, the linyan ikka loyla heavy ke behemoth. Now, Agavuch, I'd like to mention ha'ore that I saw later, the Malayaroyim is moira, the Rishash is moira. There's a moirdika machlikis, Rashi and Taisvis, Mesechta Sukkah, daf lamed aleph, omed aleph. If we need a mesoira to be done a hekish. Shitas ha-Taisvis is, if the two words are together, you don't need a Messiah. It was written that way. That's the midah of Hekish. That you learn out one from the other. You don't need a Messiah. You don't need a Messiah like Zereshavah. These two words, learn out, then you need a Messiah, a Kabbalah. But a Hekish, you can learn out one from the other. And Rashi and Sukkah Daf Lamed Alam says, not like that. The only midah you can learn out is a Kabbalah. But like this, you need a Messiah. By Hekish, you need a Messiah. So Memele, so Rashi Lashitosa is very good. So Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying that afilu, you learn out Shchitas Ha'oif from a Hekesh, not from a Locha L'Moshe Misina. You learn out from a Hekesh. But a Hekesh you also need L'Moshe Misina, because it can't be done a Hekesh. So Al-Kochach, who was Nimsa, that you learn out Oif from Behemoth. So it could be, it was nimsi, you learn that oifen behemah for certain halachas, not other halachas. If a hekesh is dependent on halacha l'mayishim yisinai, so it could be the halacha l'mayishim yisinai was magbul the hekesh. You makesh it for this, not for this. So memeile, matzina l'mayma, kivin the husker shchitas oifen sinai. We need Sinai for this also, the Hekesh v'Sinai Nemro. Ag mechmonu l'may shafedl n'yinike olay lehevi kebein. So the Gemara says, so Rav Ashi is telling him, if you hold that shchites are oif min ha-toire, it could very well be that this no psul iko by oif, either afkashel tibi sicho, or when it was nitan to make the hekesh, we have guidelines in this hekesh, not for all halachas are we makish oif to bait. Elo lemando main shchita loif minatoyra lemidivrei saifrim, but if you say like Abalozo holds minatoyra, you don't need shchita, midarabonon you need shchita. Ela me divrei seifu me heichi gomelo, klom kloima, a heichi somchi rabon on the tikkel ei shchita. If the holding shchita is only at the rabon on the kedib, where did the rabon on get this thing shchita by oi? What was their mekoyot? If they made a takon at the rabon on, mi beheima gomelo, it's at the rabon on the kedib, they said, even minata, you don't need, with the rabbonon, you need shchita. Now, if they say with the rabbonon, you need shchita, so they got it from behemoth, with the rabbonon, they don't need what a behemoth needs. Then to differentiate and say, well, it needs shchita, but ikar is, you know, there's no psul of ikar by a knife. That doesn't make sense. If you're making a takone, the whole thing is starting from a takone, that we should compare a knife to behemoth with the rabbonon, so then you don't differentiate. Lamando mein schiete leib mit dem der seit mit mei gigamlo kei gi sam gi rabonon de tiken le schiete we bei mit gamre hilka kula milse ke bei matik fine. So now we have here a samachlukes rav ashi and ravache berei de rove, this concept of ein ikel simon in boys is this, if you hold ein schita leif min ha-teira, or yes schita leif min ha-teira. Fine, let's go a little further. Oma Ravine. Now, Ravine, Oma li rovin balkisi. Ho de toni romi ba yecheskel. Ein iker simonim ba-oif. Loi amoron elo b'melike. Aber beschritte jesh ikka. Now, Ravin Bar Kisi is saying this statement that we heard from Rami Bar Yechesko, that is no din iker simonim ba'oif. This was only said by Malika. By Malika, there's no psul of iker simonim. But by schritte jesh ikka. That is what Ravin Bar Kisi said. That's Rami Bar Yecheskel. So it comes out that there's a difference between Malika and Shchita. Shchita is a psul ika, and Malika is not psul ika. Frag the Gemara for Omar Rav Yirmiya, Omar Shmuel, Kol HaKosher B'Shchita, Kinegdei Ba'if Kosher B'Malika Apostle. We had before guidelines from Avirmi HaMashmur that whatever is possible by Shchit is possible by Malika. And therefore, before the Gemara wants to say, he can't be speaking about Ika because Ika is kosher by both. Yeah. So, but now you're saying that Ika is possible by Shchit and kosher by Malika. Hayi Peligin. obliged faculty the disagrees with Rav Yehuda Amashmu, or Rav Yirmiyahu Amashmu. Rav Yirmiyahu disagrees with Ravin Bar Kisi. Let us see Rashi. Ravin Bar Kisi Shem Kocha. Loi Amoron Elo B'Malike. The Kivin the Drosa V'Chaloda Loi Posli Bo. Since we see in other Hilchish Chita, Drosa is good, you could press down. The Chalode is also good, you don't have to see the Simonim Anishchotim. So these Psule Shchita are not applicable by Malika. Ezekiel Simonim Namile Posli Bo. Abu Bishchita, there is a Psul of Ezekiel Simonim. By Oy. So the Gemara said we had a memre of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amashmul, Kol HaKosha, Kol HaTavor, HaKosha, L'Shchite, Kosha, L'Mlike Me'achoyra, Apostle, V'Tavor, Shenekru Simonim, Apostle, L'Shchite, Heiche, Miskasha, B'Malike. So how can it be Kosha? We had guidelines from Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amashmul that were similar. So the Gemara answers, Ahu the Rabbi Yirmiyah plige ad the Ravin Bar Kisi. The Rabbi Yirmiyah saval the af l'shchita einika. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah holds. And we hold fakel that by shchita there is a psul ikar by oik. The last hilchis kimas nise the Rami by Yecheskel. Rami by Yecheskel says, "Ein iker simonim ba'oif." Period. Rami by Yecheskel said, "By shchita, there's no din of iker simonim." That was Rami by Yecheskel. And Ravin Bar Kisi is saying not like this. He's saying that Rami Becheskel said in Ikel Simon in Boif Ramon Ela B'Malike. That's only by Malike it is that way. But by Shchita there is a din of Ikel Simon, like he's agreeing partially with Rami by Yecheskel. So Rashi says, we don't pass him like Rami by Yecheskel. Veleis hilchese kemas nise de Rami by Yecheskel. So Tanya bepirkin de lekamon. We learn weiter bereise. Shochat es habeishit. Ba'achar kach nishmeto hagargeret. Sheil. So that means, we'll see we're talking about a noif. We'll see how she is. We have to be talking about a noif. Shochat es habeishit. Ba'achar kach nishmeto hagargeret. Sheil. Because bishas speaking about a knife, so Mamele, you only have to shecht one simen, and b'shas, you shechted that simen, the other simen was also mechuba, sheira, that the shchit is kosher. Nishmito hagargeret v'achakach shochet esaveshet, psula. This is the psul eco that we hear from the Bahag, if one simon, you need that both simonim have to be mechuba, b'shas you make the ma'ase shchit. Shochat es haveshet, v'nimseis hagargeres shmut. What if you shechted the veshet, we find that the gargeres shmut, v'ein yodua, we don't know, im koidim shchita nishmeta, o liachar shchita. I don't know when it became Nishma. There hoya maise, was such a maise, that what they made, the shchita and the veshet, and they see that the gargeres were shmut, and they don't know when this happened. There hoya maise, v'omru, kol sofik b'shchita psula. But the sofik b'shchita tzpos. Alme, now, this beraise, we see clearly, yesh ike ba'oif, that there's a din by shchites ha'oif, there's a psul ike. Da ba'oif kamayri, it's speaking about an oif, because it says, shochat ha'savation, vachakat nishmeto ha'gargeret, ksheira. The oif ha'ksheira, b'simen echot. So memele, so we see, we don't paskin like Rab Rami by Yecheskel that said that ain't ikel boy. Vikashelach masnise amasnise. So Rashi is, so the stira to bereises. So the Rami by Yecheskel masnise trit ho kemando omar yesh shchite ba'oif min ha'toyre. Ho kemando omar in shchite la'oif min ha'toyre. Bekiven la'ifsek hilchese kaimalon b'shal toyre ha'loich acha ha'machma. Now, let's understand what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying that we hear the Amachlokes. With the Baraisa later that says that there is a psul Iker by Shchita Sa'if. Rami by Yecheskel says that there's no din psul Iker by it. So Rashi says it's totally in this Shaila. Totally if you hold yesh shchita la'oif min ha'toyre. You hold ain shchita ba'oif min ha'toyre. Now, we hear here a machloikis, Rav Ashi and Rav Ache b'rei d'rovim, what if you hold, let's go Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, ipcha misavre. So Rav Ashi said, if I hold ein shchita la'oif min ha'toyre, so then there is a psul ikar, because the hold in shchita was derived from behemoth, it has all the guidelines of a behemoth. If I hold yesh shchita la'oif min ha'toyre, then I could say ein ikar, because then the dinei Shita by oif when Namru Allah Lamaish Mesina, so it could be there was mitaisif that the psul ikar is not applicable by oif. So now let's learn Rashi according to Rav Ashi. We have a sira. Rami by Yecheskel says ein ikar la oif min ein ikar la oif. So we'll say, Rami by Yecheskel holds Yeshchita la'oif min ha'toyre. So therefore, it could be an Ika. That when it says later, Shochat ha'saveshet, and it was Nishmeta ha'gerger, Svachar Shochat ha'saveshet is possible, that Baraisa holds an Ika. So the whole thing shchita is derived from chazal and matakna should be similar to behemoth. But similar to behemoth, so there's a psul ikar. That lechayre is what Rashi is saying. If you go according to Rav Ashi. So now, let us understand two things. So the beraisa that says that is a psul ikar holds that ein shchita la'oif min ha'toyre. So the whole din shchita is midarabonon. Tractor Rabbi Kiveigef, the whole din shchita is midarabonon. The whole din shchita is midarabonon. And now I have a, so my mate, midarabonon is a psul ikar. Tractor Rabbi Kiveigef, so if I was misupik, it's a kosher shchita. If it's not a kosher shchita, if there's a sofik, if b'shas the shchita taveshet, there was a gergeret, or there wasn't a gergeret, so why does it say But it's possible. Kol sofek b'shchita psula. So why? So if the whole thing shchita by it is a rabbonon, that's why there's a psulika. So why are we machmer mi sofek? We should say sofek the rabbonon l'kula. Sofek Rabbi Kiveger, because there's a cheskas issa. That means before the shchita, the behema was also in the zavuach or I'll save him in the chai, whatever the shittas are. And now I have a suffix, did that Issa go off? So I tell on Chazokim. So my mele, even though the whole din is only with the Rabbonon, but maybe the Rabbonon, a suffix the Rabbonon, becheskas Issa is also. Fine. Now, Rashi, so we see the way Rashi learned Pshat, that even though it's a suffix the Rabbonon, you have to be machmer. Now, Rashi says, v'kivin v'loy ifsik hilchese. So what does Rashi mean now? Kivin v'loy ifsik hilchese, if we hold yesh shchita ba'oif min ha'teire, or ein shchita la'oif min ha'teire, kaim along b'shel teire ha'loich achar ha'machmer. So we have to be machmer, we say min ha'teire yesh shchita. Fret Rabbi Kiveger, he doesn't understand. Rashi before, who learns Pshat in that Baraisa, they hold ain't Shchita Loif Min HaTorah. Ba'af al Pikein, if I have a Sofik in the Shchita, I shtel am Chazokim. So why does Rashi have to say over here that I have a Sofik, yesh Shchita Loif Min HaTorah, Shchita Loif Min HaTorah, so b'shal teire holech acha machma. Why do you have to say sofik d'raisa l'chumra? Say b'shal am chazoke. I feel that there wouldn't be such a klal b'shal teire holech acha machma. Zot Rabbi Kiveger, there's a difference in a sofik in metzias and a sofik in the dine. That means like this. If I have a sofik in the metzias, I have an oik. Was this oik geshochten properly or not geshochten properly? I don't know. So I don't know what the din is with this oik, so I say status, as I put it, the way it was till now. Till now it was also, so it's still also. I shtel ha-chazoke, afilu ba-yadin da-rabonon. I shtel ha-chazoke. With the rabonon I need shchite, and I don't know if it was a good shchite, I shtel ha-chazoke. That's a sofik in metzias, was it a proper shchite. But if you have here a machloikis tanoim, is yesh shchite loif min ha-teire, ein shchite loif min ha-teire. It's a machloikis tanoim. The chazake of the oif that it was also till now, at least that is a chazake al-chay, that will not be mevara the sofik tanoi. You can never use a sofik. If I have a sofik in aloha, sveik in the dine, if I have a sofik in the oif, did the status of the oif change? So I say, yishtel ha-chazake. But here the yisoid sofik is a difference. It's not a sofik in the oif, it's a sofik. Is yesh shchita loif min ha-teir and shchita loif min ha-teir. So memeile, if I wouldn't have this klal of sofik deraisa l'chuma, I wouldn't be machma. But since they have a klal sofik deraisa l'chuma, that's why you have to be machma. But chazaka will not help. Now let us see Toisvis ilema lemeuti ikel simoni. We were learning this gemara. According to the Bahag, it's very good, and according to Rashi, it's very very difficult. The Perish HaKuntres, the Be'ikar Simonim Havetreife, and this is how Taisvis was Meichiach and Aftes, that this is Shitas Rashi. Teime, Amai Itzril Rashmi'inam, Chihechi De'ikar Posel B'Shchite Posel Nami B'Malika. That was the first Mahalach in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Shmuel is coming to tell us that just, that the Gemara asks, Einik Eloif. But before that, the Gemara wanted to say, it's coming to tell us, just like there's a psul Iker by Shchite, there's a psul Iker by Malika. Amai Tzal Hashmini, the Chiyechid Iker Apostle by Shchite, Apostle Nami by Malika, may ein hoyulonu lahakshir by Malika, yaisame by Shchite. According to Rashi, if a person makes malike, if a person is oike the simonim, it's a treif already. So why do you have to tell me that just like it's a treif? By shchita soy, so it's treif by malike soy. We know that there's a psul treif by malike. V'loim molak v'nim tzat treif apostol l'kul alme. Ela de pligi v'zvochen v'peire krata soy im malike mitaheres mitumas niblas oif toyer ilav. The machloike is just like shchita is metayer tumas nevela from a treif. So there's a machloikis, if malik is metayer, tumas nivlus oiftoir, and oiftoir is only metame bebeis abliye. That is a machloikis. But zicha, you're not allowed to eat it. So memele, so what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mashmur that he's coming to tell us, just like you're not allowed to eat an oif, that was geschochten, if the simonim were nishmat, you're not allowed to eat an oif that was nimlat. If it's treife, it's treife. And we see that, the treife is a psul treife by malika also. There's only a machloikis if the malika will be metaya from tumas nevela, even though it's a treife. But to eat it, you're not allowed to eat it. So what is the Gemara coming to tell us? V'chein teime l'rove ba'kisi v'koma v'ket rove ba'kisi said l'fi yemes v'koma l'yomer rami ba'yecheskel ein ikir simonim loif ela b'melike v'loi b'shchite. So what is he coming to tell us according to Rashi? He's coming to tell us that by melike there is no psul treife. Is maishna the nokat ikra mikosh shal treifes? V'chein teim, the koma besomoch. L'laman di omar ein shchita lo'oif mina teirem. Ein ik, av'laman di omar yeh shchita lo'oif mina teir yeh shikra. Hayich toli ze beze. Mikoma kamuos, the Gemara wanted to say that the din ikir is dependent. If you hold yesh shchita, so there is a psul ikir. If you hold ein shchita, there's no psul ikir. If it's treife, so what does it have a yesh shchita, ein shchita? The mali treife, zu mali treife, acheres, the kimin shenitra voif, shuv, ein moiloi nechire. Nechire also won't have. Ein shchita means you don't need shchita, you could cut the simonim with nechire. But if it's treif, it's treif by nechir also. Ein meule nechir leitze mit ein nevela. Man do mein schritte leif min atere. Kedemuchach bereish ha-sheichet. So my meule, Taisu says, our whole sugya, that we have a pilpul, if there is a din, ikur by hoif, or dafke by malike, according to Rashi, that the psul iker is that it's a treife, so the whole sugya is very, very, very not understandable. Avo, le divrei halachis gdoilis, ose kuli sugya shape. The whole sugya is gewaldic. Le have a treife a yedei shmutas simonim. Treife zichena. There's only a psul in shchita. Lahochi kami leima le mute iker simonim. Just like there's halacha, that there's no, that shchita does not help afasim in shamut, kemoi kein bemalike shuveine nimlak afapishene treifem, otomni rami by Yecheskel, right, Tomni by Yecheskel says that there's no din of ikir simonim by oif piri. So then the Gemara is very good. Upolik ahi rami beyecheskel is choylik ahi denishmita hagargeres. There we see clearly that there is a din ikir simonim by shchitas oif. The perish bekuntres. Aval ahach de toni levi. Kol treife shemonu chachamim behem a kenegde boif, loy polik. But that what Levi said that all treifas of behema apply by a knife also. This, Rabbi Yirmiyah Ramashmul is not chaylik on this, because it's not treife. Avol le perish akuntres, polygnami alevi, because according to Rashi, every ikas amonim is treife, and he's coming to tell us, halachas that by oif there's no such halacha. So that means that there's no simen treifas by oif by these things. Nichahashte, the Rav Bar Kisi, the Kula Sugya.